but it was RBG's image, rendered in rainbow and animation riding across the Supreme Court steps on a motorcycle, that dominated celebrations. RBG didn't author the majority opinions that term that, to the great shock of liberals, left intact or even expanded major portions of progressive legislation like the Affordable Care Act, the Fair Housing Act, and the Pregnancy Discrimination Act. But as the conservative justices turned on one another, RBG was credited with keeping the liberals together and finding a way to get to a fifth or even sixth vote. She put aside fiery dissents for the time being. After all, this time, her side had a shot at actually winning, and RBG wants to get things done, not just make some noise. The comity on the court may be short-lived, the product of conservative overreach rather than a leftward drift. 10 years into the Roberts Court, much of what RBG has fought for remains at risk, starting with reproductive freedom. The court is poised to consider restrictions on abortion clinics that affect tens of millions of women. We will never see a day when women of means are not able to get a safe abortion in this country, RBG told me. An abortion ban, she said, only hurts women who lack the means to go someplace else. Public sector unions and affirmative action are already in the court's crosshairs. RBG continues to use her voice on her own terms, and all around her are the signs of the progress that she and her allies won. Visiting Columbia Law School in 2012, where she had once had to lead the fight for women as the only tenured female law professor, RBG paused for a moment. I passed a door this morning that said, "Lactation Room," she said. How the world has changed. RBG, as much as anyone, has done that work. Legacy is a topic RBG won't linger on because it has a note of finality, but she will take stock. In my life, what I find most satisfying is that I was a part of a movement that made life better, not just for women, RBG says. I think gender discrimination is bad for everyone. It's bad for men. It's bad for children. Having the opportunity to be part of that change is tremendously satisfying. Think of how the Constitution begins. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union. But we're still striving for that more perfect union. And one of the perfections is for the we, the people, to include an ever-enlarged group. This expansion has been RBG's life's work, and it's not over yet. Appendix. How to be like RBG. Work for what you believe in. RBG saw injustice in the world, and she used her abilities to help change it. Although the forces of apathy, selfishness, or anxiety that one is already overextended are not easy to surmount, as she puts it, RBG urges us to repair tears in our communities, nation, and world, and in the lives of the poor, the forgotten, the people held back because they are members of disadvantaged or distrusted minorities. But pick your battles. RBG survived the indignities of pre-feminist life mostly by deciding that anger was counterproductive. This wonderful woman whose statue I have in my chambers, Eleanor Roosevelt, said, "Anger, resentment, envy, these are emotions that just sap your energy," RBG says. "They're not productive and don't get you any place, so get over it." To be like RBG in dissent, save your public anger for when there's lots at stake and when you've tried everything else. And don't burn your bridges. Fight for the things that you care about, RBG advised young women. But do it in a way that will lead others to join you. RBG always tells her clerks to paint the other side's arguments in the best light, avoiding personal insults. She is painstaking in presenting facts, on the theory that the truth is weapon enough. Don't be afraid to take charge. RBG believes that women belong in all places where decisions are being made. Back when many feminists were arguing that women spoke in a different voice, RBG observed the flaw in describing women as inherently different or even purer. To stay uncorrupted, the argument goes, women must avoid internalizing establishment values. They must not capitalize on opportunity presented by an illegitimate opportunity structure. RBG has used her establishment positions to fight for structural change and on behalf of the oppressed. More recently, she has also united the court's liberals under her leadership. Think about what you want, then do the work. When a young RBG suddenly was faced with the prospect of starting law school with a toddler, her father-in-law told her, "If you really want to study the law, you will find a way. You will do it." RBG says, "I've approached everything since then that way. Do I want this or not? And if I do, I'll do it." But then enjoy what makes you happy. RBG gets out. A lot. Bring along your crew. RBG was never in it to be the only one, to be the superstar that nobody could match, says fellow feminist attorney Marcia Greenberger. RBG mentored legions of feminist lawyers and happily welcomed Sotomayor and Kagan to the Supreme Court. Have a sense of humor. A little goes a long way. Appendix. From R.B. Juicy. By Kelly Cosby and Beth Gavin. Introduction. Yeah, this song is dedicated to all the judges that told me I'd never amount to nothing because of my gender. To all the people that lived in their ivory towers that I was hustling in front of, that tried to buy me off by putting Susan B. Anthony on the dollar, and all the women in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? Verse 1. It was all a dream, back when I argued Reed v. Reed. Then once they put Sandy D. up in the dub D.C., Janet Reno made the call, when Slick Willie chose me to sit. And now that I've been installed, I rock the black robe with my jabot, sipping tea while reading Amici Tales of Woe. Way back, when I caught a lot of flack, I held back. Now look where I'm at. Remember Frankfurter? Da-ha, da-ha. He never thought a woman could go this far. Now I'm in the limelight, 'cause I decide right. Court has moved right, but my dissents get sights. Born sinner, but definitely a winner. Defending women's rights, 'cause unlike them, I'd been her. Peace to Willie, Jimmy C., and guess who? Irwin Griswold, the ACLU. I'm blowing up the glass ceiling for good. Call the chamber, same number, same hood. It's all good. Ah, and if you don't know, now you know, Nino. Chorus. You've been fighting for equal rights, from Kiki to RBG, you've reached those heights, you always fight for equal justice. A diva in our eyes. Originalists can't touch this. Appendix. From Scalia / Ginsburg, a gentle parody of operatic proportions, by Derek Wang. Scalia. This court's so changeable, as if it's never ever known the law. The justices are blind. How can they possibly spout this? The Constitution says absolutely nothing about this. This right that they've enshrined. When did the document sprout this? The framers wrote and signed words that endured without this. The Constitution says absolutely nothing about this. Ginsburg. How many times must I tell you, dear Mr. Justice Scalia, you'd spare us such pain if you'd just entertain this idea. Then you might relax your rigid posture. You are searching in vain for a bright-line solution to a problem that isn't so easy to solve. But the beautiful thing about our Constitution is that, like our society, it can evolve. For our founders, of course, were great men with a vision, but their culture restricted how far they could go. So to us, I believe, they bequeath the decision to allow certain meanings to flourish and grow. This is Andy Arndt. We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of Notorious RBG, The Life and Times of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, by Irin Carmone and Shauna Knizhnik. This program was produced by Common Mode, Paul Fowley, Technical Director. Executive Producer, Katie Ostroka. Text Copyright 2015 by Irin Carmone and Shauna Knizhnik. Production Copyright 2015 by HarperCollins Publishers. All rights reserved. Thank you for listening.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.